Page 1. Editors. Page. By Mike Keithley. The Matilda Ziegler magazine has undergone major changes recently. Since 1907, when Matilda Ziegler formed a foundation to produce a general interest magazine for blind people, it has been available to anyone, worldwide, in Braille, large print, cassette, and email. In its 100th anniversary issue, it was often pointed out that people who were learning Braille found the magazine a boon in gaining proficiency, and it was one of the few Braille magazines that deafblind people could read without access to the Internet. I first read it in my grade school years and have kept up a subscription for a long time. When my issue arrived, the first thing I usually did was to read the reader forum followed by the letter from the editor and the notices column. It was a perfect fit in my backpack, and I always had something to read while waiting for a bus or traveling on a train. Sometimes I take an issue to a restaurant when I was alone. All this has changed. In the October 2010 letter from the editor, we were told that the economic downturn and the closure of AFB's Talking Book Studios had forced a decision to discontinue the Braille and cassette editions, and that a new website, www.matildaziegler.com, was under development, whereby users could read up-to-date articles, plus the Reader's Forum. The scope of the magazine has also changed from a general interest to blindness-related format. At this time, the large print edition appears to be intact, but I think it will likely disappear. Page 2. Since the website is assuming such a dominant role. The site tells you that the email version is distributed bi-weekly and to subscribe to an email list. I've subscribed, but haven't seen this version yet. In addition, the Reader's Forum doesn't appear to be online. So what does all this mean? Well, for one thing, Braille literacy, already reeling from a failing grade, is dealt yet another blow. While it's true that the lucky people who have note-takers with Braille displays can still read the new Ziegler in Braille, it is more likely it'll just be heard in speech. That's just the easy way. Those who don't have access to the Internet, or prefer not using it, have lost a friend. Gone are the days of quietly reading the magazine while on the bus or train. I always feel a bit uneasy reading on the Braille sense in that environment. Will the Matilda Ziegler in Braille ever come back? Only if we insist that it happen, and the blindness organizations offer to support it. It won't happen on its own, because the web and email versions are so easy to maintain and update, and cost next to nothing. Then there's the question of whether the staff feels obliged to respond to readers' wishes. After all, we weren't told beforehand that the Braille and tape versions were going away, nor were we invited to give opinions. It's take it or leave it, folks. Actually, I think the Ziegler has made a big mistake in emphasizing a web-based magazine. It will soon become just one of thousands of sources of information, and it will eventually wither away. That's unfortunate, but I guess a 102-year run isn't all that bad.